Ladies and gentlemen, I wish you could see the big ass smile on my face. Welcome to season three of This Guy Sucks with Chuck Bass. I am back, ready to clown, ready to get down, made parole, ready to roll. We're back and we are down worse than ever. What an awful, awful start to the year. QBs that can't make throws, RBs that can't run, wide receivers that can't catch, and tight ends that would rather be home eating out their parents. We have so much weakness to get to this week, as almost everybody sucked. So let's rock a quick shameless plug, and we'll get to these fucking awards.
At times like this, I like to quench my thirst with a delicious Wolf Cola to wash away the sorrow.
Hear, hear.
Okay, each week we are going to be doing a Chuck of the Week and a Suck of the Week to kick things off. This year we are thrilled to be supported by Celsius Energy. Celsius Energy, you've probably heard of them from the class action lawsuit they just went through where they weren't exactly honest about the ingredients in their beverage. But don't let that stop you from popping into your local general store and grabbing one of these ice cold bad boys. And speaking of bad boys, our inaugural Chuck of the Week is a layup. Tyreek Hill dropping 215 yards and two touchdowns and shows to all of us, whether you're an NFL cornerback, an upset girlfriend, or a closed circuit television showing you punching a guy, nothing is slowing down the cheetah, who placed first and second on the fastest ball carriers this week with speeds of 21.52 and 21.66 miles per hour. Whew. Did someone say slowing down? Mm-mm. Well, segue of the day brings us right into our suck of the week. And this one brings me a little bit of pleasure because, I did talk about this in our season three trailer. DJ Moore, two targets and 25 yards in a game where the Bears were down double digits for the majority of the contest. This wasn't an Atlanta situation. Justin Fields was throwing the ball. He threw it 37 times. Now, granted, most of them, you know, they made 50 cents opening day pitch look like a bullseye. But DJ Moore was brought over to alleviate some of this stress. And now it's so hard to watch that I basically have hemorrhoids the size of grapes. Our first award is the wild card award.
I just have a crazy thought. How's about I take you in the back and change your mind?
Or how about we all go in the back and have great sex?
What are you doing?
I'm pulling a wild card here, man.
Dude, just let Dennis do his thing, okay?
I can be very sensual with a woman, all right? You will enjoy it.
Now is not the right time to pull the wild card, okay? Let me do my thing. Let Dennis
bang her so we can get our
loan. Well, here's a scenario. What if she wanted to bang me or you for that matter?
I can't pull the wild card when I already have my shirt off. That should be a rule. Can that be a rule?
Yes, that's a rule.
Well, your shirt's not off, so you're making this, goddamn it, bitch.
I can't believe I'm saying these words, but this goes to Aaron Rodgers and Zach Wilson. Look, let's just get this back alley colonoscopy out of the way and the top of the block. I don't really know where to begin here. I feel awful for Rodgers, but at the same time, you have to wonder if being a 9/11 doubter literally became his Achilles heel. How the Jets management decided to only carry one other quarterback on the roster, and that quarterback being Zach Wilson, might have to get some pink slips out for that one, because that's about as bad and as short-sighted as you can possibly be from an organizational standpoint, which sucks because I was really coming around on this team. But between this and all of them saying that Wicked was the best Broadway play, I am fully out. The People Don't Trust You award.
People don't trust you, Frank. You're a piece of shit. And you're ugly. And you ooze sleaze. And you're very, very ugly.
This award is perfectly named because it's going to Frank Reich, who absolutely sucks. And it works a little bit because I would believe you if you told me that Arthur Smith's middle name was Frank. Look, they say that you always bet on talent, right? And boy, did I fucking ever with the Falcons. I've got large shares of every one of these jamokes, but the pie really just is not big enough there. I knew that they would shred the Panthers due to the mismatch up front, but man, I did not expect Drake London and Kyle Pitts to be basically non-factors. I would have bought it if you told me that there was going to be a your turn, my turn kind of deal, but they completely took the game out of Desmond Ritter's hands early. So it's not really much of a surprise that the running backs ended up combining for almost 50 points. You hate to see Algier involved as much as he was, but you know, Bijan Robinson looks so good that he's obviously, you know, going to be their focal point as we move deeper into the season. So it makes sense to save him a little bit. But man, that is just hard to watch for everybody. And, you know, that's not even the worst part. The Panthers players will be unstartable for the rest of the year. So, tits down. The Do You Know Who I Am award.
I don't need to be on that list, you idiot. You piece of dirt. Who are you? I step on you. I clean you off of my shoes at night. I step on you, and then I throw away the shoe. And that shoe that I just threw away, that's worth more than your worthless life, mister. And I'm pissed because I loved that shoe. You dirt. You piece of subhuman shit.
Whoa, Dee, take it easy, all right?
You know what? I'm not going to take it easy because this talking dump of a bouncer is starting to get on my nerves. I'm going to have you fired, dickhole. Do you know who I am? Do you have any idea, or is your brain too tiny to have ideas? Is there any kind of thought roaming around in that thick shit skull of yours?
Oh, the Giants. They are one of those teams where if you were describing them physically, you would say they have a great personality. But sadly, we live in a superficial society where beauty reigns supreme, and the Cowboys have what Mike Jones referred to as a cute face, skinny waist, and a big behind. Tough break for the state of New York this weekend when your quarterbacks are Josh Allen, Daniel Jones, Zach Wilson, and what remains of Aaron Rodgers. An emotional weekend for New Yorkers altogether between the Giants blowout loss, the Aaron Rodgers injury, and what was the other horrible one that they were? Oh, yeah, the U.S. Open coming to an end. Yep, that's it. The Bird That Just Won't Quit award.
Take a look at Rex here. That is a body that just won't quit. I bet if you pop those pants off, you're going to find a bird that just won't quit either. And I think that'll come in handy in this situation. I think the problem here is that your body quit. Your bird quit. And unfortunately, it's no longer legit. What the hell are you talking about? My bird?
All right, let's get back.
Oh, you know I'm giving this one to Tua Tagovailoa and Justin Herbert. The meme queens of their respective coasts did not disappoint. While Californians and Floridians might differ in opinion when it comes to critical race theory, COVID, what classifies as a bathroom, and shoplifting, what they can agree on is that letting their quarterbacks do all of the heavy lifting is more fun to watch. We know how filthy these offenses were going to be coming in, but honestly, the defenses did a nice little Freaky Friday on the teams that caught me off guard. Miami's strength was supposed to be its run defense, and the Chargers was supposed to be their secondary. Both of them got fried, but in true NFL fashion, it really was all about the quarterbacks, who were both spectacular. Tua and Herbert, you know, both of them top eight in EPA per play, success rate, and passer rating. Early QB drafters are currently wearing their own asses as a hat after watching what happened, you know, with Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Justin Fields. So everyone else is sitting pretty. The Legend Award.
I see you dress guys up like bananas and walk them around the quad. Or I'd take a banana and stick it up some guy's ass in front of his best friend, and I'd be like, hey, banana ass, what? How you doing? Or maybe I'd take the tip of my penis and stick it in a guy's mouth for, like, just a second. You know what I mean? Like, while he was sleeping. I'm all about that shit. You know what I mean? But you don't stun gun a guy who is a goddamn legend.
No.
Those guys, they need to recognize that shit.
There's no question for me that this has got to go to Sean McVay in the Rams, who served up an old school offensive performance. Man, he will not go away. And this was Penthouse Magazine's Shocker of the Week, especially for the Seattle Seahawks, who were adorable for thinking they were anything other than a scrappy underdog. Maybe when you have Metcalf, Lockett, and Kenneth Walker, drafting a running back and a wide receiver early isn't the soundest advice if you're going to give up 30 points to guys named Puka and Tutu. Now, granted, both of their starting tackles went out of the game, but the Rams don't exactly have a world beater on defense, so this was unacceptable. The I'm Not Like That Other Guy award.
Calm down. Thanks for coming to Frank's Little Beauties. I want to thank you all for participating. I know some of you may have heard about that other guy. I am not going to diddle you kids. I'm not like that. That's not my thing. I met that guy in a titty bar.
That's enough. That's enough. Hi there.
This is how you all will know that I'm always going to be straight with you, is that I have to give this fucking award to Bill O'Brien and Mac Jones. They showed in one game why getting Matt Patricia out the door was an automatic upgrade. Granted, Matt Patricia did beat them, so that's a little something something, but who fucking cares? We're talking fantasy today. This was old school Patriots work right here. Prime Patriots, where uncomprehendable play after play was being made from random Madden-generated pass catchers. turnovers end up killing what would have otherwise been an excellent week one, but selfishly, it is sad to see a Mac Jones team be relevant after all the great content he's provided for me.
The Not Too Hard, Not Too Soft award.
I can go from flaccid to erect in a moment's notice.
He can. I've seen it.
Buddy, you're seeing it. You're all seeing it, because I'm doing it right now. Flaccid, erect. Flaccid, erect. Flaccid, erect. Not too hard, not too soft.
Whiskey Dick bit the Chiefs early and often this last week, but I wouldn't be terribly worried. They joined the Bills and the Eagles as two teams that whose defenses had all summer to prepare for them, and it was basically their Super Bowl for the Lions. So soak these up when you can. It's nice to see the Chiefs lose. It's nice to see their fans go into a meltdown because they have replaced the Patriots as the least humble fans on the internet. But I do expect them to right the ship pretty quickly with Mahomes and Reed. The Chiefs overall were flaccid, but their wide receivers' hands were about as erect as you'll ever see in an NFL game. They were wide open all over the field, which is not encouraging if you're a Lions fan. So I would look for them to bounce back pretty quickly with Kelce coming back into the fold. The Bangin' Hooers Award.
I am proposing to that dirty whore. And I love boiling denim and banging whores. Well. Roxy, God bless you. You are a good whore. One of the things I like doing most is banging whores. I go out and bang a lot of whores.
I'm going to give you guys 6.9 seconds to guess who this award is for. The massage man himself, Deshaun Watson, is taking this one home. And frankly, he's allowed to after trouncing the Bengals. It's hard to give him a lot of credit as he played kind of average, if not below average, and threw one of the all-time worst interceptions that you'll ever see. But he did just enough to smack around what we all consider to be a pretty fierce Bengals defense. However, I think he might have been at an unfair advantage because the entire game was played in misty conditions, something Deshaun Watson is more versed in than any NFL player. Hello! The Kids Are Dancing Again Award.
How they solved their problems through dance. Then all of a sudden we stopped dancing. You know, grunge came in. We dressed in plaid and oversized jeans. Then later on, kids wore trench coats and shot each other in school. That's not cool. But guess what? Guess what's going on in the high school now? Kids are dancing again.
Organized choreographed dance.
They're doing organized choreographed dances to solve their problems. They also give each other blowjobs. They got these things called rainbow parties.
Right, wrap it up.
No,
let's go.
They have these rainbow.
Yeah, but that's not the point of the...
Does anybody deserve a rainbow party more than Baker Mayfield? The Buccaneers, they had the old bull with Tom Brady, but now they get the young calf, and we are absolutely grabbing it by the wiener. They are using him exactly as I had hoped, moving him in and out of the pocket and letting plays develop 10 to 15 yards down the field, play action, committing to the run even when it's not exactly working because you have to keep defenses honest. It was premium stuff. What else did we see here? He even busted out a stiff arm that would have made Derrick Henry's dreads split apart. As things sit right now, the Buccaneers are tied for the best record in the league and everything is tits up. The Crime and Penetration Award.
Because what's the one major thing missing from all action movies these days, guys?
Full penetration.
Guys, we're going to show full penetration, and we're going to show a lot of it. I mean, we're talking, graphic scenes of Dolph Lundgren really going to town on this hot young lap tech. From behind, 69, anal, vaginal, cowgirl, reverse cowgirl, all the hits, all the big ones, all the good ones. And then he smells crime again. He's out busting heads. Then he's back to the lab for some more full penetration. He smells crime. Back to the lab, full penetration, crime, penetration, crime, full penetration, crime, penetration. And this goes on and on and back and forth for 90 or so minutes until the movie just sort of ends.
Anthony Richardson is here and he is spectacular. And just like all the rookie rushing phenoms before him, he alternated between crime and penetration for about 60 minutes until the game just sort of ended. He had some very nice throws. He also sailed some into the upper deck, but that's to be expected. All in all, a pretty good debut. He finished 15th in EPA per play, which was ranking just behind Patrick Mahomes. Two touchdowns, one in the air, one on the ground. Should have had two on the ground, but a minor injury pulled him out at the last second. What are you going to do about that? With all the bullshit going on with quarterbacks, it looks like anybody who had the balls to draft him as their QB1 is going to be penetrating all season long. The Trash Award.
Listen, your set tonight was terrible. It was atrocious. Every single thing that came out of your mouth was trash. It was filth. It was disgusting. That's what really happened, okay? I want to be very clear about this. Now, listen, I brought some men for you to look at.
As far as comedy goes, these are the easy ones. Every single year in the NFL, there's a preseason darling that everybody creams their jeans over. And this year it was the Steelers. Week one came along and they got their fucking doors blown off. I can't give Kenny Pickett the same pass I gave some of the other guys I mentioned because he was not able to show a single thing that would allow you to believe he can compete at the NFL level. The barrier for entry for me is Jarrett Stidham destroyed this 49ers defense last year. And I know that Jarrett Stidham was an NFL veteran with a couple years of several years of experience, but he did it on the Raiders. So if Jarrett Stidham can do it, there's no excuse for Kenny Pickett not to be able to do at least 25% of that with the weapons that the Steelers have. And that's with TJ Watt going for 3 sacks and 2 forced fumbles. Kenny Pickett is on his way to a spectacular halftime commentary career with NBC. The Dickless Dennis Award.
Flew off the keg and hit Dennis right in the dick.
Holy shit, are you okay?
I'm fine. I got lucky.
It mashed right into it. We all thought he was going to lose
Charlie
it.
Lumped it all up and mangled it like a chicken pot pie down
there. Oh, God. It's Dickless Dennis.
That's what we should call him.
It's totally Dickless fine
now.
Oh, Dickless Dennis. But it doesn't apply because my dick totally went back to normal. It's fine now. I'll show it to you.
I don't want
to
see it.
Anyway,
I mean, I just have to give this one to Dennis Allen, the Saints head coach, because he's the only relevant Dennis in the league. Boy, this is an unbearable game, mainly because the defense has played fantastic. Not sure if there's much pride if you're a Saints fan for bringing home a win over the lowly Titans, but at least Derek Carr did look serviceable and the passing game had some juice to it. Kamara owners are probably pretty happy because Jamal Williams did not look good at all. And the less time that Kendre Miller plays, the less chance he will have to put his stamp on that running back room. Titans, I don't know what to say about them. They look like they were playing the Titans in a Titans cover band. Hard to write them off, as traditionally they've started off these years pretty poorly and then rounded themselves in the shape come November. But man, this is going to be a tough year for Mike Rabel to risk his dick being cut off. The Bustin' a Nut Award.
Hi, can I get a drink?
Hey, I'm Mac. Welcome to Patty's Pub. I'd like to recommend to our first-timers our signature cocktail, Caribbean Paradise. Some people say it's better than busting a nut.
Excuse me?
Busting a nut. It's like, blowing your load.
Oh.
He said it was a funny joke.
Hold on.
Yeah, it's like coming all over you.
No,
it's light. It's playful.
Yeah, well, no, I think what my friend is trying to refer to is an orgasm, which is light and playful. But he overstepped himself and got a little bit too specific.
Sorry, we jizz in the drink, and that's what makes it light.
This was one that I am very happy to be wrong about, truly. Jimmy Garoppolo putting it together, busting a nut on the Raiders. There's fewer things I'm actually happier about in retrospect than seeing the Raiders be relevant offensively because they were about the most maligned team from fans and analysts alike going into the season. It's happy to see Jimmy do well. He didn't exactly stuff the stat sheet, but he did lead the league in EPA and completion percentage over expected in Denver against a pretty good Denver defense, especially the back seven. The lazy thing to do here is to assume it's because he's worked with McDaniels and this kind of scheme before, but the scheme is actually a little different than what they were running in New England. So in reality, it's just because I don't think they have a weak spot offensively from a skill position standpoint. Wide receivers room is strong, running back room is strong, tight end room is at the very least serviceable. So it will be really funny to watch him captain a top half of the league offense as the Jets scrap together with the same record with Zach Wilson. The Too Much Cheese Award.
Oh my God.
What is that? What was that? Is that cheese? Have you eaten cheese?
How much cheese have you eaten today?
How much cheese is too much cheese?
Any amount of cheese before a date is too much cheese.
I had a lot of cheese. I had a block of cheese.
Okay, just eat a block of cheese.
I was
today.
Very nervous. I started eating cheese, man. Does that calm you down?
Just don't breathe in her direction, okay? Whatever you do.
How do I look?
Relax.
Nobody was eating more cheese this weekend than Lamar Jackson. And honestly, that might explain his bathroom problems because a lot of cheese will give you some constipation. But that's besides the point. All us jackasses said this summer was that Lamar and Todd Monken, great match. They're going to pass the ball more and pass the ball more efficiently deep down the field. That's not what happened. Now, granted, that's not the worst thing in the world because Lamar is still unbelievable, scrambling to buy time and using his legs to pick up first downs, but you'd still like to see more progression down the field. The Texans do have a much improved defense, but Lamar just didn't look accurate and he didn't look comfortable. It felt like watching the Chiefs without Kelce, except the Ravens have Zay fucking Flowers, who looked excellent, and he's better than any wide receiver the Chiefs would have, that's for sure. He's better than any Ravens wide receiver, and he honestly, he's up there with almost any other wide receiver I saw play on Sunday. He was electric. So that's a nice little pickup for them. Hopefully we can see them, you know, shake the cobwebs off and get this train rolling. The Are You Out of Your Mind award?
Are you out of your goddamn minds? What is this? Where's the baby?
You really want a kidnapping on top of all the other shit you got going on right now?
We had a plan. We had a plan.
You're absolutely kidding yourselves if you think I watched more than 5 seconds of Commanders Cardinals. Everyone was awful, and I will be looking to trade or fade everybody immediately from either one of these teams. Sam Howell is not him. That motherfucker Antonio Gibson is not real. Brian Robinson is a touchdown-dependent plotter, and all the wide receivers on both of these teams are going to suffer from the aforementioned bullshit of their quarterbacks. At least if you're a Cardinals fan, you know, you have some excuses with Joshua Dobbs having the throwing power of a North Korean prisoner of war. But man, altogether, this is just the kind of football I don't think I'm going to be covering week to week.
Beep, 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 beep. Arnold Palmer alert. Arnold Palmer alert. Who wants some Arnie Palmies?
Sweetie, this one is the Bakke right here.
Okay, folks, that is week one. Let me pull my pants up and I will get us out of here. That's the good stuff. Very cathartic. You know that you can always count on guys sucking, and you can always count on this podcast trying to find fun and creative ways to call them on it. I'm very excited for the season ahead. We're going to be playing with the format every now and then. I'm going to be bringing some guests on, and who knows, might even throw you a curveball or two. So I appreciate everyone's time and good luck this week. Cheers.